Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and it's a privilege to have on the phone with me today Carissa Carroll. She is the founder and executive director of an organization called Jack's Basket. It's a wonderful nonprofit, and they celebrate babies with Down syndrome, and I couldn't be more excited to chat with you. Carissa, thank you for calling in today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm just thankful for the opportunity to spread a little bit of the what we're doing.
Well, let's start at the beginning.
Well, that would bring us back to 2013, and we were anticipating the arrival of our second son. And we were headed to the hospital. I was in labor, and everything was through the pregnancy looking really great and really typical to our firstborn. When we were getting settled in the room, our baby's heart rate had dropped really low, and everyone got tense in the room, and they said, "I'm sorry, we have to do an emergency C-section." And so my husband was near my bedside, and a nurse said, "We'll come back to you for the delivery." So as I was getting ready for an emergency C-section, I can remember a man putting a mask over my face, and I said, "Can you go get my husband?" And they said, "I'm sorry, he cannot be in here." And I awoke to a woman saying my name, and it kind of felt like out of a movie, right? And I said, "Can you go get Chris?" And she said, "Well, after you recover a little longer, you can go to be with him and your new baby." And in the meantime, a nurse and a nurse practitioner came into that original delivery room where my husband was waiting and brought this new baby over to my husband. And she said, "Are you aware of trisomy 21? And he must have looked confused because she said, "Well, Down syndrome." And she listed off characteristics our new baby was showing. And she said, "Well, just enjoy your baby," and left the room. My husband had never really had any experience with anyone close to him that had Down syndrome. And Down syndrome, the medical terminology for that is trisomy 21. It's the third copy of the 21st chromosome in each cell of a individual with Down syndrome has an extra chromosome in each of their cells. And so Chris really sat there with our new child, not knowing if he would live, what his future looked like, if he'd live a few hours, few days, or what it really meant. And I was brought back 45 minutes later, and that's when my husband brought over our new baby and said, "This is our baby, and they think he has Down syndrome." And whenever you receive an unexpected diagnosis, whatever it is, you go through a variety of emotions, and there's a lot of shock and confusion and ultimately fear of what this meant for our new lives. As our family and friends filled our hospital room, loving our child no matter what, right? Because that's what your family and friends do. Mm-hmm. A nurse came in and looked over at our baby and said, "Look at your precious baby." And it was a reminder to me, in the midst of so much shock and fear, this is our precious baby. And so that nurse has really, really impacted our story. And I came to realize that as I was connected to families that were farther on this journey with a child with Down syndrome, just how they were loving and living their lives with their child. And individuals with Down syndrome love their lives, and just such a make such a positive impact on those around them, I came to realize that families, parents specifically, wouldn't change their child. They would change the way the delivery of the diagnosis was given to them. Mm. And that really, as we discovered that first year of Jack's life, that we wouldn't change him. He was uniquely created with a purpose, just like each of us were, and he's fearfully and wonderfully made. He was one of the best gifts we didn't know we needed in our lives.
Tell us about his name, Jack, because that's a cute story.
Yes. Yeah. Well, gosh, that brings me he's now six. So Jack William Carroll, he's named after his grandfather, William, Grandpa Bill. And there was a lot of, when you go into naming your child, and I will say that we were never expecting a child with Down syndrome, and that nurse said you grieve the baby you thought and you love the one that you were given. And when I said to Chris he deserves a name, and when he said Jack William Carroll, I knew that was exactly the name that was, and it led to, and your son's name's Jack, correct?
Yes, and I think Jack sounds great when you're a little newborn baby, and it also sounds great when you're 70 years old.
Uh-huh, a good, strong name, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tell us about your Jack. He's six. Mm-hmm. What's he like?
Well, Jack is more, he's more alike than different, and that's a phrase that is in our community, but we embrace the fact that he is who he is. He's a son. He's a grandson. He's a brother. He's a classmate. He's a teammate. And so, when people ask me about him, he loves cars and trucks. He loves going to the park. He loves swimming. He happens to have Down syndrome. That's the thing, is that the world and what we're hoping to change is just how we view each other, that a diagnosis that he was given at birth certainly doesn't define our love for him. So when I think about Jack, he gives the best hugs. He is just like any six-year-old kid, that he listens sometimes, he sometimes doesn't, and he drives his siblings crazy. But he's going to be off to kindergarten this fall, and we've really taken an approach with Jack of, why not, Jack? Let's give it a try. And we have high expectations. Everybody's always asking, how's Jack? And I was like, well, I have two other kids, Luke, who's 8, and Taylor, that's 4. And I said, those two have got me on my knees more than Jack does. So they're all, he's a very determined little guy. He loves to ride his bike. And he works really hard at what we take for granted. And he's helped us to slow down and appreciate those little things. And he's definitely made us see the world in a much more beautiful way, and to really see people for who they are versus what they can do. And he's just been, like I said, one of the best gifts that we've been ever given.
So beautiful the way you describe him. So in 2014, you had this idea, you probably had it before then, to establish something called Jack's Basket. Explain what that is, please.
Yes. So as we discovered more and learned more about this amazing kid in the first year of his life, I knew that on his birthday, the day he was born, there was a lot of tears, and it was the tears of sadness and fear of what we didn't know. And on his first birthday, I said, let's go back to the hospital. And I asked the staff there, how many babies will be born and diagnosed with Down syndrome? This is a smaller hospital in the metro area, and they said probably 2. And so we brought 2 baskets on his first birthday and dropped them off for another family that would receive the same unexpected news. And we put a letter in there from our family saying congratulations, and that we understood the feelings that they probably were experiencing and just what Jack had taught us in that first year, and a lot of just encouragement and hope. And we put his some fun baby gifts and also just free local and national resources, Down syndrome specific or early intervention or any of those things that were very helpful to our families in that first year. And we found out through the wonderful ways of Facebook that this family had received that first basket. And I read it, and this mom said, "We received the basket, and it brought so much hope for my son's life and just encouragement." And then she went on to say it was the only congratulations we received while we were in the hospital. And it broke my heart. I mean, I was in such a bittersweet moment to be, you know, like, oh, wow, you know, somebody got the basket. But it just broke my heart to hear that someone just had a baby. And their experience in the hospital, no one congratulated them. And if you've ever experienced, as you have, you know, with the being a new parent and having a new baby, people are coming through your, you know, to your room and saying, "Congratulations on your baby." And to think, wow, this is how they're being treated. So I ended up, what breaks your heart drives your passion. And so I reached out to anyone that worked in a hospital, and I would say, "Hey, this is what I'm doing. We're going to celebrate babies with Down syndrome." So I would stop by whenever one of my friends would have a baby, and I would just come by the nurse's station and say, "Hey, can you tell me what you do when a baby's born here with Down syndrome?" And they couldn't answer me, and that was in 2014. Mm-hmm. And I thought, why are families leaving the hospital without any resources or any information of how to connect to the community? So, well, that's when, in 2014, is when we decided to say any baby diagnosed is going to be celebrated and welcomed into the world with the Jack's Basket.
And how fitting that it's called Jack's Basket. Does he understand how important your mission is?
Yes, he does, because we've got our shirts on. And he, you know, we have baskets because it originally started in my living room, right, with those first. And then it just kept filling more and more baskets. So I never bring him to a visit just because all of our kids are unpredictable, that especially as you're meeting a new family, we want it to be about where they're at. And so, yeah, he loves the attention. Mm. And he... obviously, our whole family, you know, as we've really rallied around, I heard my oldest, we were driving in the car, and he had an expert project for his first grade, and he said, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk to my class about Jack's Basket, and I'm going to talk to them about how we celebrate babies with Down syndrome." So it's definitely a part of our family and how we come alongside people wherever they're at in processing the news. But yeah, I mean, we've got Jack's Basket stuff on all the time, and he's here in the office every once in a while, but he'd rather be out playing. But he has a lot of buddies that have Down syndrome, and we, you know, with the Down Syndrome Association of Minnesota and Gigi's Playhouse here locally, just our community of families that we call ourselves the lucky few. Mm. So
how many baskets have you given out?
So today it would be about a little over 1,500 babies have been celebrated with the Jack's Basket in 47 states and 11 countries. And a lot of that has been a result of people just spreading the word, and when you find out, and a lot of families are finding out prenatally that their child will be born with Down syndrome. And so we come alongside them and encourage them and through that the rest of their pregnancy. And then in the case that, like, where Jack was diagnosed at birth, we have a lot of babies that are diagnosed also at birth. And then the other big part of the mission, so besides supporting and encouraging families with the basket, we talk to medical providers. Because we know that the impact of how they hear this news impacts their ability to accept their new lives. So in the course of meeting new families, I would hear that prenatally, example, our 1,000th baby, who was just celebrated in October, I said, how did you find out your son's diagnosis? And she said, well, the doctor came in, sat down, and said, I'm so sorry, your hopes and dreams are over for your child because he has Down syndrome. You know, that's bias of an assumption of person's life and future. And so we have a medical outreach team, a part of our board of directors for Dr. Boston and myself, present to physicians. And we published a journal article in Pediatrics, which is the largest pediatric journal, that says when bad news isn't necessarily bad, recognizing provider bias when sharing unexpected news. Because when it's presented in a way that instills fear or assumption, that's laced with bias. And we really feel that who are we to say whose life will have impact? And we believe that person's worth isn't based on the number of chromosomes, that each of us were created with a purpose. And so the story starts at the very beginning of how that diagnosis is given, and we're hopeful that it would be given in a way to honor the life of this child with Down syndrome.
And I know you have a big fundraiser coming up. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yes. So October 11th, we'll be filling the depot in Minneapolis with 800 guests. The last previous 2 years have sold out within 48 hours. So we are about to embark on that registration, and we are just spreading the message that every baby deserves to be celebrated and every baby welcomed and family congratulated. And so we have a live auction, silent auction. We have a dance, which is new this year, and then a really inspiring program. So that will be Friday, October 11th.
Well, we will get the word out on that. And Carissa, I have to tell you, I don't know who's luckier, you or Jack or your family, that he was born mm-hmm. into your family or that you, because he was born into yours.
Yeah. You know, everyone always says, oh, Jack's so lucky to have such wonderful family or parents. And I was like, you know, actually, we're the lucky ones. Mm-hmm. He's been one of the best teachers, really just best inspiration of shouting the worth of people and just seeing people for who they're uniquely created to be.
Mm. What a perfect way to say it. Carissa, really, really enjoyed to chat with you. We want to wish you continued success. If you want to learn more about Jack's Basket, you can visit them online at jacksbasket.org. And we will post all this information on our KDWA Facebook page as well. And we want to thank our guest today, Carissa Carroll, the founder and executive director of Jack's Basket.
It was wonderful.
Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA, in Hastings.
You're my life's one miracle. Everything.